Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, hello, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm fine.
Do we have a stable connection? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're fine.
Oh, okay, is this Timothy?
Yes, it is.
Timothy, how are you? This is Len Nicholson, Amory's manager.
Hi, how's it going?
Great, how's it going?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, man.
Okay, give me a sec. Let me get Amory for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, great. Hold on.
Hello?
Hey, Marie.
Hi.
How you doing, girl? How you
I'm
doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. The woman of the hour. Oh, my goodness, girl. Let me tell you, this call is just so hot. I got to give you a round of applause. Hold on for a minute.
Okay.
So how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I'm living. Listen, oh my God, I'm great to have you. I've been a fan since you came out. You know.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thank you. You're such an inspiration to so many people. You know, that's up and coming right now. I was looking on my sheets of all people that I work with, I've never worked with Amory, but you know, I got you on the show. You know, so the opportunity for me. You know. I went to the BET Awards last night, and you know, with a tribute to Michael Jackson. I usually go every other year, and how did you feel about when you got the phone call about Michael?
Well, you know, it was I found out from, actually my dad told me to turn the news on. I was in Los Angeles, 'cause I'm here most of the time, and I didn't really know what was going on, but could tell it was something terrible because of his voice. And then I turned it on, and then I turned on to CNN, and it was just really kind of unbelievable, actually. I think it was really just so hard to believe that I didn't really believe it until after a few hours, because there were different reports, you know, saying that it wasn't really true. And then until I really got it from CNN that it definitely was true that he had passed, I just couldn't believe it. And I actually still, it's very hard to believe now. He's given so much to everyone. He's been such an inspiration to everyone. He's affected not only people who love music, but I think the world as a whole is a great humanitarian. So I think it's just very unbelievable. I think that's the best way to describe it. I still can't believe it, honestly.
Right. And you know what? I want to talk about your music and everything before I end this note. The fact that the fact that when people saw him, they would pass out. That's the kind of impact, you know, that he had on so many fans. You know, that he loved him. You know, so I just pray for the Jackson family. But back to A. Marie, the woman of the hour, of course.
Well,
you know, I would love to have you. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say he's. You know, I've always said that he's one of my biggest influences. Because even though he was a male, you know, and I'm a female, you know, artist, but still, I always say he and Marvin Gaye always influenced me, mm-hmm. you know, in major ways. You know, he had great vocal finesse, his approach to a record, the soul and the energy. You really could feel him, and I think that's what people really, really connected to him as a person. Besides his, you know, sweet disposition and his gentle spirit, I think, you know, everyone really, really loved him. So, of course, you know, definitely praying for his family and also praying for him as well.
Right.
Because I believe,
right.
you know, that he's in spirit. He's not here physically, but he's still here in spirit.
Right. Well, let's get to you, the woman of the hour, of course, as I said earlier. We're so grateful to have you. I don't even know what to say here. I remember you, I remember you talking to me. We play that so much over here, and you know, the song that you have out back when you, no problem, back when you were on Columbia at the time. Now, I know you're in the Def Jam now, but what happened in between there? What happened? Was there a situation with Columbia? Did you wrong or did you dirty? Tell Timothy, because Timmy, you'll go get him for you. Don't let nobody mess with my Amory now.
Go ahead. No, actually the people there, you know, the label at Sony, they're really, really awesome people. It's just the company's been going through a lot of changes. Actually, right after I got signed, even right before my first album came out, there started to be lots of changes and shifts in the people there, the executives. They were kind of just, it was like musical chairs for a really long time, and it's been that way since 2002, actually, you know? I would say actually even since 2001, and it's just always been changing, so it's never really been kind of stable. There was always something different, so there was always someone different handling this and that, and it just came to a point where it just wasn't really working for me, you know, and I did, because I love it, released it, you know, overseas, and then I was going to release it about 5 months later in the States with a slightly different track listing. I think about half of the album was going to be a different track listing, so it was kind of created for stateside, but you know, I could just tell it wasn't really going to go. And after thinking about it for a couple of years of leaving, I just really made the decision that that's definitely what I wanted to do. And so, you know, my management really approached the label with that, and they kind of just talked about it. And it's still on good terms, but it was kind of difficult at the same time. It wasn't totally easy, but we were able to negotiate out of that situation. And I just, you know, I had been speaking to L.A. Reid for a few years, and we'd always kind of talked about, you know, doing something together, if, you know, if it was a possibility. So that kind of, like, helped a lot, too. It's kind of factored into my decision. And 07, a lot of 07 and 08 was spent just getting that together, you know, negotiating the contracts, leaving one label and going, you know, directly to another. And that's kind of what happened. And then I was also working on, you know, music in the same time, and that's kind of what came to be the new project, In Love and War, which is out in September, so I'm happy about that.
And you're still working on this album, correct?
I'm sorry?
Are you still working on the album?
No, now, I'm now finished. The only work I'm doing on the album now is mixing.
Mm-hmm.
Mixing and mastering is kind of like what's happening right now with the album. So it's pretty much finished. Yeah, there's just some things I'm working on. There's a Why Are You remix that I have that's almost finished. That's going to be pretty exciting. It's got a few features, so I'm loving that.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting very quiet right now. I don't know why you didn't call me and tell me, come on, Tim, I want you on the album. I could have did a collab or anything with A. Marie. Oh, my goodness, no.
Oh, thank you.
I could have came on the album, did something. I could have brought, I don't know, somebody else with me. Could have brought Whitney on the album. Oh, my goodness. People always forget about me these days.
No, I'm sure no one ever forgets about you.
I'm such a huge fan of your music. Now, I remember, I'm not for sure what the name of the award was, when Aretha Franklin presented you with, I believe it's an Entertainer of the Year or something like that, the Soul Train Award.
Yes, Soul Train. Mm-hmm.
What was that like? I mean, you got an award. Aretha Franklin's presenting you an award. You know, she could have been home doing something else, but, you know, she came, you know, and presented you with this award. I know she previously.
That was so major. Mm-hmm. That was so major. That to me was, that was, I felt like so honored, not only to be winning the award, which is, you know, it's an award of her name, the Aretha Franklin Entertainer of the Year Award, and she, the fact that she was presenting it to me, first of all, I was just so happy to be, you know, in her presence, and then actually meeting her and to have to be presented, you know, with the award from her directly, that was so huge. I mean, she's a part of history. You know, she's kind
right.
of like, you know, part of the reason why so many of us are here now.
That's
because
right.
of, you know, we always have to remember the people who came before us, because they broke down
That's
barriers.
Right.
They kind of, you know, allowed people to, you know, recognize, you know, black music, you know,
mm-hmm.
as not just being something for black people, but for everyone. And so that they are the reasons why we can do what we do now. So it was,
That's right.
it, for me, it was like very, like almost touching history, you know.
Right.
Someone who was living history.
Right. You know, Amory, you brought that up, and I had Candy Staton on the show. I don't know if you know
mm-hmm.
who that is. And she spoke about that when, right in the time when she came out, her and so many other people had came out during that time, and how they were for those shows and that they didn't even get paid, and yet they still had to go on, you know, go on even though they didn't get paid. They still had to go on and perform and pretend like they liked it, you know, and still like they didn't even go through anything, but they didn't have to show that smile on their face. But yet, you know, you guys now, you guys have, you know, a little easier, you know, it's hard, but, you know, it's not as hard as the when they dealt with the tough times to me, you know, from all my years
mm-hmm,
in this
mm-hmm.
business. That was the tough times. This is a little
mm-hmm.
easy now, you know what I mean? But, you, as a performer, who, besides, I know Aretha Franklin, you know, is one of your influences, but who else influenced you to music?
My biggest influences are Marvin Gaye and Michael Jackson.
Marvin Gaye and Michael Jackson.
I've been saying that since day one. Yeah, they really, there's just something that really just touched me. I've always been singing since I was young, but something about the two of them kind of was just something very magical. And for Marvin Gaye, I loved his harmonies. I loved his lush arrangements. That definitely is a big influence for me in the way I approach music. And then, again, with Michael Jackson and his vocal finesse, his vocal approach, the soul, the energy he would put into a record, definitely those are two of my biggest influences.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you want people to when they see Amy Marie to pass out, to go crazy like they did for Michael, do you want that any that long down line in your career?
You know, all I want is for people to, you know, feel good when they hear my music, whether it's because they're going through a breakup or something and they're listening to something that is making them cry because they just need that. You know, sometimes when we feel bad, we need that. So, or something that they listen to, they're going through something and they just need to feel lifted up. I just really want to touch people, you know, because I do love people and I love to make people feel good. So I just really want to touch people. And if I can do that, then that's wonderful. That's all I need.
Right. I'm not asking you to be political, but what do you think in general about the presidency of Obama, you know, him being the first black president of the, you know, the world, you know, and it's actually history, you know?
It was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. I think it's amazing because it really shows that, you know, when it's a great example for people because people can see that anything is possible. You put your mind to it. And I think that, you know, but we can't always depend on someone else to show us the way, though, because even for President Obama, there was no black president before him to show him that it was possible. He just had to believe that it was possible. So sometimes you have to be the only one who believes it and the people around you who support you. And other times you can be someone's example. So thankfully he is an example that, you know, both that kind of thing is possible. That we don't have to live in a box and we can make our dreams come true. I think he's doing a great job. I think it's very early right now. You know, some people are critical of him, but I think it's too early. I mean, he was handed such a big job. There's so much to do that, you know, a man can only do but so much in so much time. So I think we just have
That's
to give him time to do what needs to be done.
Right, that's right. what do you think on the music industry today?
I think it's in a great place. I mean, it's hard for people to see what's going to happen in the future with this being the digital age, but
mm-hmm.
I think that will prove to be a great thing. You know, you can't fight against change. Things are digital now, the internet, digital sales, downloading, et cetera. We are living through history. We're living through technological advances, so we can't just pretend that it's not happening. So I think what's going on now is the labels and companies, smaller companies, artists on an individual level are seeing what can be done and within this new age. And I think it's great because people can get turned on to artists they normally wouldn't have been able to hear. They can the artists can get in touch more with the fans directly. That's awesome. And I think it's really good. I think it allows people to be exposed to different kinds of music as well. Instead of being very genre-specific, people can listen to different things like R&B and soul and rock and some indie stuff from another country that no one, outside of that country would probably know. You just can get turned on to so many more things artistically. I think it's a very good thing.
Right. I'm getting ready to make you laugh here. People, they're really, really getting ready, really, really showing you whether they like you or not as far as music-wise. If you don't got the talent, then they're really letting you know. I was promoting a major artist. I can't say their name. But he wasn't doing so well on stage at this particular arena, and they threw sandwiches at him, A. Marie. They threw
sandwiches? Oh, no. Why? See, I wouldn't have thrown my sandwich. I would have eaten my sandwich. But why did they throw sandwiches?
Something's wrong with sound check. So when he got ready to sing on the mic, it sounded totally different. It sounded like, something was in his throat and he was trying to sing over it. And
so it was a sound thing?
Yeah, like it wasn't his fault, the sound check.
So,
it wasn't his fault.
Why are they doing that?
Hey, they don't know. The general public doesn't know, Those who don't, they don't know. They only go by what they hear, They don't go by what they hear. So you sound trouble from, oh, my goodness, so they start throwing sandwiches. Oh, my goodness. I laughed, of course, but
it was
a first.
Oh, I feel bad for that person. So what ended up being the resolution? What happened?
Actually, they actually found out what happened, so the concert is going to be rescheduled and everything, but it's going to work out.
Oh, wow, the sound is that bad where they had to just cancel it?
Yeah, and you guys are artists, we go through with sound check, I think it has to be so right when you go out there in front of an audience. Things
sometimes sound check goes well, and then it's always, usually I find that sound check goes one way, but almost consistently it's always something different when it's actually the show. Some chord moved or someone changed something. That kind of happened.
Right. Miss Amarie, I want to ask your permission. I have a caller on the line. Is it okay if I talk to the caller and ask your question?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm,
okay,
hold on for one second.
Hello? 215?
Yeah, hey.
How you doing?
What's up? I'm good. How are you, Amarie?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Saw you last night on the pre-show. You looked great.
Thank you.
Yes, it was a pleasure seeing you. How do you feel things will be different now on your new labels compared to a lot of people blame the lack of promo and all of your career on Sony? How do you feel things are different now that you're signed with Def Jam?
I'm really excited about the Def Jam situation. I did feel like there were so many things that could have been done better, which is why I wanted to leave the label.
Mm-hmm.
Although I think the people are really, really great, on a personal level, they're just really awesome. It's just the company was just going through so many changes, and actually they're still going through a lot of changes now, actually, that there could never, ever be a plan. Like, there was never, a real plan for anything just because there was too much going on. Or if there was a plan, it was just hard to execute because the person who thought of the plan was gone, that kind of thing. So I'm really excited. Being at the new label, it's a great thing. So far, it's going really, really well. I mean, everything in work, everything's never perfect, but, I think that with what they can do and they seem great at what they do, and it's great because it just leaves me to be able to just create music, perform, get in touch with my fans, and kind of let them do that other part, which is great. And I'm also signed to the label through a company that I co-founded with my business partner. So that's something cool, too, and different.
Well, congratulations on that. That's great.
Thank you.
We can't wait to hear the album.
Thank you. I can't wait for you guys to hear it either. I really, like, I'm always saying, like, if I could get on, like, a little airplane or whatever, or a little hand glider, just, like, pass out the album for free to everyone, like, I totally would do that. Like, I just really, really want you guys to get to hear it and listen to it in your car or whatever, and just, you know, just take a listen. And I really can't wait.
Oh, definitely.
September.
The single is great. Can't wait to hear
Thank
it on the radio.
You.
The Cannons did the thing. You all are great together. It's like the new
Thank
for you.
No,
the Cannons.
Yes, I think, yeah, definitely the Buchanans is definitely, we have a chemistry, which is really cool. And Rich and I, we've always had a chemistry. Maybe Rich and I will work together on the next album. We didn't this time, but maybe the next one.
That's great. Well, okay. Good luck.
Thank
you. Looking forward
to
the album performances and everything else.
Thank you for your support. I appreciate it. I really do hope you love the album.
No problem.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Amory. There's so many people love you around the world. Caller from Philadelphia. Why should people listen to your style of music?
That's an interesting question because it's kind of weird. I just like to just create. You know, I just put my heart into everything that I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't presume that anyone should, they have to do anything that, you know, I would never tell anyone what to do about anything or say that they should, they need to listen to me, you know, I wouldn't say that. It's just more of just me just being creative and me expressing myself,
mm-hmm.
and I really do put everything into it, I really put my heart into it, and I really feel like I touch on a lot of the things that we go through as people. Just not a woman or not a man, but just as people. So, you know, just hopefully if people do check it out, they can feel that, then that makes me happy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This album that you got coming out, how much can you talk about it? Can you tell us how many songs on it? Can you tell us who you work with?
Well, I can't remember exactly how many songs I settled on because I kept going back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted like 14, but I kept going between 12 and 14. So between the bonus songs, I think what's going to end up being there is probably like 12 or 14 songs, approximately.
Okay.
Maybe 15 with the bonus.
Okay.
I worked with the Buchanans, worked with Teddy Riley, Warren Campbell, M Phases.
Okay.
I worked with Dran Vidal. I worked with Eric Hudson. And featuring on the album, Trey Songz.
Okay.
And Fabolous.
Okay.
And the Why Are You remix has 4 features on there. And I won't say who it is yet because it's a surprise, but people are going to love it.
Okay. Now, the guy was talking about, what pre-show was he speaking of?
Oh, the pre-show was the 106 and Park pre-show. They did like a special before the BET Awards.
Oh, so you performed?
Well, no, I didn't perform, but there was a lot of red carpet. So people were just stopping by to talk to Terrence and Rossi about, you know, whatever's going on, and they're just kind of pulling people aside, you know, going on stage. And there were performances, but I actually didn't perform. I just kind of did a walk-on and just said hello.
Mm-hmm. Also, you didn't actually go to the show.
No, I did go to the show. This was actually on the red carpet. It was like the long red carpet, and at the end of the red carpet, they had the setup. And then after that, you just went into the building.
Oh, I didn't see you. I did not see
you. Yeah, I was there.
I did not see you. Oh, my goodness. It's so many people. I did not see you. Oh, I would love to meet you. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, well, you know, next time. I'm sure our paths will cross. I'm coming
We might be doing an album together. I may have you on my album. You know my album comes out this year, girl. First album.
Oh, wow.
But this album is not about me. It's still about you.
Is everybody, what I have to say about your album? Are they ready? Is everybody ready?
They're ready, girl.
Are they ready for you? Are we ready for you? Are we ready?
You know what? I don't know who's hotter, girl, you or the phone line, so we got another call on. I don't know if you want to take this call or not.
Oh, yes, of course. Let's take the call.
Oh, they hung up.
Maybe we took too long.
Hopefully they'll call back. But, okay. I'm not actually play psychic here, but 5 years from today, what do you plan to be doing?
Be happy. That's all I can really say. If I'm happy, then that's all that I guess it needs to be. Whatever's going on, as long as I'm happy.
Mm-hmm. Now you besides the album coming out, I know you have a great figure and face for modeling, of course. Do you plan to jump into that field, or are you ever? I'm pretty sure you maybe doing working with Ford or something in that nature.
I did work with Ford for a little bit, for a little while, on the
mm-hmm.
artist side, but, you never know. I would always
yeah.
consider endorsing something, but I would only endorse something that I really love, really use, or really feel like is good for people. I would
mm-hmm.
never want to endorse something that I don't think is healthy or doesn't actually work. I'm very
mm-hmm.
big on that.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to see.
Yeah. Are you working on any other thing besides the album?
Well, I also have, I was telling you about the Phoenix Rising Entertainment, the entertainment company that I co-founded
mm-hmm.
with my business partner, Lynn Nicholson. And
mm-hmm.
besides being an artist on that company myself, we also have Kane, who's an amazing rapper. His name is Kane, and he actually had something online called Letter to Puff. He has great records, but of course we're saving that for the album, so we don't do everything. But he did do a song and a video called Letter to Puff online that a lot of people checked out, and
mm-hmm.
I think it's really great because he's just so talented. So definitely nurturing talent, and Phoenix Rising is also a film company as well. So we're working on some projects right now on the
mm-hmm.
production side. And as well
mm-hmm.
as some things where I'll be in front of the camera. So that's kind of like all in the works.
Mm-hmm. I got another call on the line, A. Marie. I look at the person.
Okay.
Let me pull them through. 215 again, what's up, man?
Hey, I'm actually just listening to the show. I don't really, I don't have to speak to Amy. You can do your thing. I'm just listening through the phone. I guess keep on picking me up or something.
Okay, you're good. A. Marie doesn't mind.
Okay, well, I'll just say hi anyway. Hi.
Hey, Marie.
Yes.
And my birthday is on Saturday, July 4th. And I think the greatest birthday gift would be for you to sing his birthday. That would be so great.
Oh, my
okay.
goodness.
I'll just, I'll just do two lines, okay? Wait, what's your name?
I'm Zay.
Zay?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm kind of hoarse right now, though, but let's try this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Zay. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you
and
so
many
much.
More. happy early birthday.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
Say how old are you, Zay?
I'll be 19.
Oh, you're still a baby, okay.
He's still
I'm
a baby. Baby. He's still
I'm
a young tender. Oh, you go to Hampton?
Yeah, I talked to your sister. I'm a marketing major as well, so I get some tips and all from Angela.
Oh, great. Yeah, because Angela was, I believe, a marketing major as well when she was
Yes, she was. So it's pretty cool. I love the school. You definitely
have
to come down and perform with us. I'm in the band. We can, set up.
Excellent. That's cool. Congratulations.
Thank you. We can hook up their live performance for the football game.
Hey, that would be cool. I've been to the football game, so yeah, the homecoming. So have your people talk to my people.
Most definitely would be dope. Be a good look.
Oh,
okay.
My goodness. Oh my goodness.
God bless you.
Amy, just saying happy birthday
for you.
Oh, my
thank you so much.
Bye. No. Thank you.
All right.
Amy,
no problem.
So sweet. That was so sweet of you, Amy. Just saying happy birthday.
Oh,
he was sweet. So now my birthday comes back around in 2010. You gotta come live and do a live performance.
Hey.
You gotta come live before I do a live performance. We gotta discuss that later on. I still got a little bit before I turn. Before I got another birthday coming. So when's your birthday? I don't recall. Look, I remember looking
I'm a Capricorn.
Up What day?
I'm okay. January 12th. What sign are you?
Uh-oh. See, you know, we got to do our birthday together. We got to do it together. See, I knew me. See, mine is the 11th, so we're actually day apart.
Wow.
We are Capricorn. Day apart.
Well, you know how we are.
The best signs in the world. People say people don't agree, but we are.
You know how we are. We're very, persistent and very goal-oriented, and we just keep going. That's what we
do.
Yes, we do.
Now, how old are you? May I ask? I don't remember. How old are you?
I'm ageless. I'm timeless.
You're timeless.
I'm eternal, just like you. I'm kidding. No, that's something that I was reading the other day, and that was some comment that someone said about being eternal, which I guess is true. Mm. I guess it is. It is true.
You know, since I'm over 21, I kind of like to say I'm 21 for the next 4 or 5 years, and then I.
I feel you. Well, you know what? It's just a number.
We are eternal.
Are you based in the UK right now?
No.
I don't know.
Go ahead. What did you say?
No, I don't know why I was thinking you were in the UK right now.
No, I can't wait to go over there and tour. I can't wait. It's going to be huge.
That's going to be amazing. I mean, it's great.
Yes, it is. What was I going to say? No, I'm doing a show actually from Los Angeles, but I went to the BET Awards last night. But my show, the studio is actually originally in New York. So we're actually doing a studio here in L.A., you know. But, you know, I was going to do it, but I said, no, we got A-Marie coming. So, you know, I got to do the show. Speaking of tour, do you plan to do a tour after, you know, from the album? Do you plan to do the tour or?
Definitely. My agents are dealing with that, and they're just, like, kind of figuring out the best timeline and everything. That's kind of, like, what's been going on now. So, you know, when they just let me know, when they do all the planning parts, and then they just kind of let me know and ask me where I want to go. But they know me. I want to go everywhere because I just love traveling. So I just say, hey, wherever we're going, I'm there. Just let me know when to show up.
Yeah, go to spots that you've never been before. Try to get those spots that you've never been before. You know,
yes.
Connect with a whole different type of people. You know, there's so many places that people don't even touch, but, you know, go
it's
there, you know what I mean?
It's great to new places. Yeah,
go
totally.
Go to, that way people, hey, if they don't know this person over here, they know A-Marie. You know what I mean? Yeah, we know A-Marie. She's been, you know what I mean?
Because
certain artists, they go to the same spots over and over again instead of branching out, going to new places. And that helps increase record sales, you know what I mean? So, instead of going to the same place over and over again.
With labels, it's just the reason why people go to the same places is usually, you know, usually if you're going somewhere and it's kind of remote or just kind of random feeling, it's usually probably like a show that was set up outside of the label and it's an actual date by a promoter. When labels do things, it's for promotion. So they actually send to the spots where they have, you know, their sales department. They see where they have the most sales.
Mm-hmm.
So they will see where they have the most sales, have that in order, and they'll send you to those spots. Wherever the label sells records the best, not just you, but the company as a whole, like every artist that they have. Wherever those artists sell the most, they send you there the most. Second, they send you there the second most. Third, and they send you there, you know, third in line. It's all down in line. So if an artist never goes to a market, it's usually because, as far as stateside artists go, a company may not sell a lot of stateside artists' albums in that location, which means they won't send you there because it'll cost you more money to go there or it'll cost them more money to send you there than they'll ever make from selling your albums. So that's the logic behind it. But that's why it's very cool when you can actually get a promoter in an area where it's not so much about selling your albums, but just more like they're just aware of you and your music, and it might not be a big seller because the population might not be so much, you know. There's only a certain amount of sales that you get from a certain population.
For the
state, you'll sell millions of records. You go to a smaller country where they just have a billion people, you'll have more records sales. There's more people there that are there. So you can go to those places and just have those one-off shows, which is cool because it's just great to just meet new people, you know?
Right. You're now part of the Def Jam family, of course, Ellie Reed and Christopher Hicks, of course, you know, all the way at the label.
Yes.
Me and Debbie, you know, I kind of know a little few people up in Def Jam, you know what I mean? So I got your back.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I appreciate the support. I really do.
No, no problem.
Thank you for being down for me since day one.
Oh, no problem, no problem. I would love to tour with you in the fall. I would love to tour with you. My people are setting up my tour right now. I can't wait. I know people are like that. I haven't been out in so long. But, Amory, I'm not going to hold you up no longer. You know, I know you have other stuff to do and sit up here and talk to do an interview with Timothy.
No, but thank you so much. I appreciate it. And
God bless everything
that you do.
But I'm not done with you yet. I need you to do your shout-out. I need you to do your shout-out. I need you to acknowledge, you know, what you want to acknowledge. And I want you to introduce your song. Your new song is on its way. There's people getting up on right now. But I have Talking to Me, which I love and I play all the time. I want you to introduce that before you leave, and I want you to give your shout-out first.
Okay. I will say definitely to everyone listening, you know, people who have supported me in any way, whether it's coming to a show or buying an album, buying singles or whatever, I just want to say thank you. Thank you to you guys so much because you guys, you know, it really makes me happy that I can make you happy. And that's the whole thing, you know, being an entertainer. It's about making people feel good and in a small way just kind of making, you know, the world at least a little happier, you know, in our own way. But
right.
I just want to say thank you so much. And to everyone, all the DJs and people like you, Timothy, who supported me on the air and just getting the music out there. Thank you guys so much because you guys kind of are the wheels that kind of get it going. So
that's right.
Thank you. And I'm excited. I'm happy. And I'll go ahead and intro the song that you love so much.
Well, one more thing. Come back on the show. Don't be a stranger. Don't let it be
definitely.
The last time. Come back on the show. Please, come back on the show.
I definitely right, will.
Introduce
I
your
definitely
track.
Will.
Have a blessed day. I'm not
are, now are we introing Why Are You or Talking to Me?
No, Talking to Me. Sorry.
Okay. One of Timothy's faves. Here's my second single off of my first album. All I Have is called Talking to Me.
All right, Amy, we have a blessed day, baby doll.
Thank you. You have a blessed day, too, and God bless you and do your thing. And much success to you and everything that you're doing.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you so much. Be blessed, baby doll.
You too. Bye, Timothy.
All right, now.
Don't wanna let nothing show. So even if you say you don't understand, I'm willing to give as much time as I can. Every time I write me.
Talking to Me, the wonderful, the multi-talented Miss A. Marie, just left the show. Please go out and support this young lady. Her album is due in September. Make sure you go out and support her. Such a brilliant young lady, of course. And now I'm going to jump into some music. I have like 5 more minutes left into the show. I'm going to go ahead and play some more music. Thank you guys for listening and tuning into that. I do really, really, really appreciate it so much. Here's Fat Joe with featuring Tony Sunshine.
Who you gonna trust? Yeah.
Oh.
You can trust me.
I don't care about nothing else.
We all the ladies in our lives, you heard? Strong, independent woman. Come on.
I won't care nobody else, my
baby.
All I need is you.
Yeah.
telling you I got nothing to hide. I'm in the studio at night, you think I'm out with the guys. Every time I speak to you, you got something to say. According to you, I must be crushing all day. All I'm asking you for is to be more trusting. I'm out of town all the time and don't accuse you of nothing. Picture me creeping with a chick on tour. When you love my sons as if they was yours. I know at times you feel alone, cause I'm not home. That's why every few hours I pick up the phone to reassure you my love is more than a thing. I adore you, my wife, my Colombian queen. I promise to never stray. I'm honored every day to have a woman like you in the life of Jose. Hey.
Tomorrow's guest will be Jose Sanchez. We'll be on the show tomorrow. You don't want to miss that beautiful show. Here's A. Marie. We're going to fill out the show with her and title Talking to Me. Peace.
Give as much time as I can. Every time I'll rise me.
Mm-hmm.